This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's literary scene is mourning the death of the longtime owner of the Tattered Cover bookstore, Denverites Kyle Harris reports.
In 1974, Joyce Meskis took over the independent bookstore a few years after it was founded. Back then, it was one of many small bookshops in Denver. By the time she retired and sold the store in 2015, Meskis had grown Tattered Cover into a nationally renowned local chain. She'll be remembered for championing First Amendment issues, hiring LGBTQ staff members when doing so was taboo, and for providing a space for ideas of all sorts to be explored and debated. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The U.S. government is funding a pair of water projects in Colorado to help protect against drought and climate change. Aurora will get a $5 million grant to upgrade its water well system. And the Deutsch Domestic Water Company is getting more than $580,000 for a water storage project on the Gunnison River. The funding comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law from last year. And two people were injured in a fire at the Suncor refinery in Commerce City Saturday. The two employees suffered burns and were taken to a hospital. A little bit warmer for the Front Range today. Highs in the 50s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.